Morning, Rabbi Yisai, welcome back. And today we come to, forgive the pun, the bottom line. So, we've discussed that there are two Isurim. There's the Isur of Lo Sakifu, creating the church-like haircut, cutting off the payas in a straight line or in a curved line over the ear, or from the forehead to the ear, let's say. And then there is also the love of and the Gemara learns one from the other, and the bottom line is as follows. The poskim hold that if you cut your hair, in the places where you're not allowed to, the payah area or the corners of the face, wherever they are, with a razor, then razor is called lo sashchis. Agav, the chidol brings down on the side of the page in the Birkei Yosef, the Chidor brings down that some is mutter. So if you want to remove the entire beard using, there's a word for it, I think, depilatory cream, is it? Something like that.
Depilatory
cream, yeah. If you want to remove the, what's called, there were Bochrim in Yeshiva used to do it. They used to buy powder and they used to mix it up and they used to place it on their beards. And it's painful, and they used to come in sometimes on a Friday night with a very, very red skin. Yeah, it would burn. But I imagine these depilatory creams are probably a bit milder. They probably don't. But in any event, the what's called writes that the Yidden Yirei Mishleim says that the Chidor Ba'aretzois Edoim, in the land of Edoim, which I think he means is the Western civilized countries. Right, the Christian countries, he was talking about, because he was widely travelled. The Chidor travelled many countries. So this is what he'd seen in Germany, it's what he'd seen in Paris, it's what he'd seen in those countries. So he said that the people who are very civilised and they walk around with shaven beards in those countries are commonly using a medication which removes the hair. But that's mutter, because there's no tar involved, there's no blade involved. If you use a tar, then a blade, then that's called, that's the issa of going right to the skin. What about misparayim ke'en tar, which are scissors, and which are clippers, mechanical clippers, and electric clippers? So the consensus of the poskim is that providing that you leave 3 to 5 millimeters of hair on the skin, then you're not over. Then you can, if you are safe at 3 to 5 millimeters, yeah, if you've got, let's say, a clipper, they say, generally speaking, that guard number 2 on an electric clipper is safe. So therefore, if you were to tell your barber, and it's very simple, you tell your barber, when it comes to shaving or cleaning my hair around this area of the payas and over the ear behind, just use a number 2.
Clip with a number two.
Clippers, yeah, electric clipper with a number 2 guard on it. The electric clipper with a number 2 guard leaves between 5 and 6 millimeters. Therefore, you're playing safe.
In this area, the area
of the payas, and the area over the ear, the area immediately over the ear, right? Because we're taking the line from the top of the ear to the corner up here, and therefore the Mephoshim say what's called Rabbi Blai brings it down b'shem Rabbi Avi Wiesenfeld brings it down b'shem others, that number 2 clipper, just tell the barber number 2 over the ear, number 2 around the ear, and then you'd be safe.
Now to the Torahway, Northwest London, Wednesday, Kof Aleph Cheshvan, 12th of November, Danya Shuposan Shlita, Hilchus Yerusha Part 1. This week's Torah is responsible for family Brody, the first also mitzvah of Tzvi Brody, Nereyo, the mitzvah of this coming Shabbos, Parshas Chayos, sorry, Rotzen, Shizku, Horod, Buzkin, Horav, Nachas, Semina, Kol Yitzehim, Linishmas, our founder, Rav Yosef Dov, Ben, Rav Shimon, Michal, Tzvi, Itzkovitz, and Zichroni, Mevrocha.
Morning. I firstly have to start by apologizing. A lot of this was said in a shiur here approximately 7 years ago, so any of you who are fresh on it, I apologize. On the inyan today, I'd like to discuss Yerusha Deiraisa. Mitzvah in the following shiur or shiurim, we'll discuss savos and other practical ramifications of them. But today we're going to discuss Hilchus Yerusha Deiraisa.